And then there's a similar notation for specifying a plane. For most systems, for cubic systems, the 100 plane is the plane perpendicular to the 100 direction. It turns out that for non-cubic systems, the 100 plane is not quite perpendicular. It's almost usually, but it's not quite perpendicular to the 100 direction. So there's a more detailed way of defining the planes, and if you have a plane that intercepts the three axes that the crystallographers use at 1 over h, 1 over k, 1 over l, then that's the hkl plane, and you have to adjust the size so that the size of the steps you take in the three directions, so hk and l, always come out as intercepts. All right, so this is the 001 plane, which is perpendicular to the 001 direction up in the z. And this would be the 101 plane. So x is out like this, this is y, this is z. So I take one step in x, no steps in y, one step in z, and that would give me a vector. This is how x, y, z are defined. One step in x, no steps in y, and one step in z would give me one up in the corner like this, which is perpendicular to the plane that's drawn here. And this close-packed plane in FCC is the 111 plane. So I had a, I think I need to redraw my FCC. Here's a few. Starting from the back corner, if I went out in the 111 direction, one step in x, one step in y, one step in z, from the back corner, I'd end up here. And the plane perpendicular to that is this one. This is the 111 plane, and that's the one when you look at is closed packed. And if you think about looking at a cube from this corner down the 111 direction, it's got a threefold symmetry. When we think of cubes as having a fourfold symmetry, if you look at it from the top, there's four sides, and you turn it 90 degrees and you get the same thing. But the corners have three lines coming out from them. If you look down in the 111 direction and you turn it 120 degrees, it comes back to itself. And the plane perpendicular to that is this hexagonal close packed plane in FCC. If there are more planes that are equivalent, then what people will do is use these curly brackets. So if you wanted to say, in a cubic system, the equivalent to the 111, the 111, I've written like this without commas. This means all the planes that are equivalent to 1 by 1, 1, 1, 1, and in a cube, there are 8 of them. So if you start at the center and draw lines out to the 8 corners, there are 8 planes, which would all be equivalent. And this is a drawing of silver wafer. So for microelectronics, what you do is you first grow a crystal. And a big crystal is grown. This can be this diameter and more than a meter long, a single crystal of silicon. And it gets cut so that the 110 planes, so the 11, this, the direction up is a 110 direction. It's silicon is cubic, so you can draw these angular brackets, and it means there are lots of, there are 6 different equivalent planes, but one of them is here at the surface. This is the 110 surface. And then one side of the wafer either has a notch or is flat like this, and that tells you where another one, so where the, say, the 010 direction is. So up is x direction, and this flat part tells us where the y direction is, and the z direction is perpendicular to those two. And for processing of transistors, it's important to know which direction the atoms are aligned. The most important reason has to do with the oxide. On top of the silicon, you grow silicon oxide, which is a insulating plating material. It's the same material in windows, so it's glass. But you can grow very thin insulating layer of silicon oxide. The best oxides are grown on a 100 surface.